T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, he's a good player, man. It's a lot different than him being, you know, at Jacksonville, where he's able to do whatever he wants. And over here, he has to do what he's told. It was a great experience. I wish he got more balls, you know, thrown at us. But it's hard, you know, when you get a double team.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Pony and Muller with the Steelers now in a playoff spot as the second wild card, thanks to a win and a Dolphins victory over the Colts yesterday. Here we are, the Steelers riding high, 4 straight wins, 5-4. And did it really with the supporting cast around Mason Rudolph playing a dog of a game, the wide receivers especially. Juju, they're saying about the Ramsey matchup that it's why you sign up for this, I guess. It's good against good, great against greater, so he wants to believe. And then the second drive of the game, after a snap goes over Mason Rudolph's head for a touchdown, they go to Juju on third down and he drops another ball, which started a comedy of errors with drops and fumbles by Steelers players yesterday. I have actually gotten to a point where, of all the Steelers wide receivers right now, this second, call me a prisoner of the moment, I don't care, flip-flopper, I've got the most confidence in Rudolph going to Washington.
You're a prisoner of the moment, man. You're such a flip-flopper. So do I, though. Isn't confidence a question of, isn't confidence like inherently a right now question? The dude went up. I don't think he got his foot down in time, but that was one of those classic, if it's called incomplete on the field, I couldn't reverse it. Same if it's called a catch, and got a touchdown that way. Made a great catch and run out of that 34-yard play until he did the old boneheaded move of keeping the ball on the inside arm and not switching it before he got close to the sideline. But James Washington, if you're talking strictly about confidence, this is the guy I thought they were getting when they drafted him.
Yeah, and it's taken his college quarterback to bring it out of him, I think.
But he's run decisive routes. He runs, I don't know, when I see him now, I look at a guy that looks like he knows where he's supposed to be. Like, the difference between a receiver who thinks he's supposed to do one thing versus a guy who knows where he's going and knows how to get there. On no play was that more in evidence than when Rudolph rolled out. It was a little like 3rd and 2, I believe. Washington's in a bunch at the top of the screen, and he has to put a little like fake block on a guy and then find some space. I don't think he was the first option on the play, but he settled into a nice little pocket between a couple defenders, and Rudolph hit him with a nice pass. That's what he's doing now.
Like, I trust Washington to win that matchup against his corner, Troy Hill, for example, yesterday. And when Juju's up against a legit number one corner, as of right now, I just don't see him as the winner of that one on. He's saying again after the game, I'm double teamed a lot. You know, throw more balls my way.
I'll give him credit, by the way. Nice catch and run. Late in the game, he had a nice little 8 or 9 yard play that was a fairly big play. And the thing I think Antonio Brown did that I didn't rip him enough for when he was a player on this team is he occasionally just flat dogged it on plays. When he wasn't in the play, he was really out of the play. Vance McDonald catches a pass and fumbles. Who's Johnny on the spot with, I thought, a pretty crucial play to make sure it was a recovery? Juju. I'm going to give him credit, man. I thought his head was in the game. When he made that little catch on that in route, a tough little catch, good throw, good catch, late in the game, he did not look like a guy flipping the ball back, like, pissed off because that was only his third catch. He looked like a guy that was fired up because he had done something positive.
No doubt, but he doesn't look like a number one wide receiver.
Well, no, but I thought didn't we cross that bridge? He's never going to be one. I know he's 20, what is he, Craig? Is he 22 still? He's still 22 for a couple more days.
I'm starting to come around to that a little bit more. I've blamed the weapons around him, no legit number two wide receiver, no run game, no Ben Roethlisberger. But right now, he's clearly not making the most out of his opportunities. When the ball's hitting you in the hands and you're dropping it, That's not on Mason Rudolph or Ben Roethlisberger or, you know, not having a Robin to go with you as Batman.
No, that's just
your
dropping
fault.
The football.
Yeah.
I think James Washington has a better chance to be like a number one level wide receiver and Deontay than he does. Both of those guys do certain things that I think number ones do. Juju's just a big, physical, rangy target.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.